January of 2020. That's the best case scenario, according to New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney, that legal weed will be available. That comes after the news that there appeared to be an agreement in place on some of the bill's big issues like the tax rate and a regulatory commission. Another big component from the start has been erasing prior marijuana convictions. The process for someone to do that now isn't easy.
It's up significant hurdles for people.
It costs at least $200, says Diana Wainu at the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey. But it's likely more if you follow the state's advice and hire an attorney to navigate the complicated process for you.
It requires an individual to mail by certified mail documents to multiple law enforcement agencies all across the state.
Around 10,000 people a year file for expungement now, and Wainu says there's a backlog with just that amount. The legalization law could throw hundreds of thousands more into that process. Wainu says the burden should be on the state.
What we would like to do in New Jersey is to eliminate some of this paperwork, streamline the process a little bit.
Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.